Okay, Rabosai, what we're going to begin doing now, and again, I apologize, I wasn't able to come into Yeshiva in person today, but what we're going to do now is beginning the sugya of really practical binyan mikvaos, how mikvaos are built. And it's not a simple matter, and there are a number of halachic issues that come up, and the beginning of this discussion is Se'if Tesvav in Shulchan Aruch. Se'if Tesvav in Shulchan Aruch tells me that if I have a mikveh as arba'im sa'ah, or a mayon of kol shehu, so I can yachol lishov kol ma she'yirtzeh l'tocha v'heim k'sherim. Af al pi shem ravim av ha'mayim shehayu b'tocha tchila. If I have a mikveh of arba'im sa'ah, I can pour as much she'uvim as I want into it. It solves all the problems in the planet. I have a mikveh or a mayim koshehu, I add she'uvim, it's gevaldik. However, if the mikveh is chaser, if the mikveh is lacking arba'im sa'ah, so then it's going to passel it even with gimel lugin and mayim she'uvim. That's the basic din. The shach here in Se'if Katan Mem Aleph begins to create issues. It's beferish in the mechaber that if I take mayim and I pour it into the she'uvim, it's all gevaldik. Zot the shach that let's say the mayim that I add. Okay, so I have bor A. Bor A was she'uvim. Bor A, excuse me, is mayim k'sherim. I add the she'uvim into bor A. So that is okay. That's fine. But zot the shach. Im holchu osan hamayim sheshlichu b'mayon lamakayim chaser shlohayav al klum yesh matirin gam ken litmo bo ad kam lashon Rabbeinu Yerucham says that if that mayim goes into another basin, so yesh matirin, there are some who permit me to be toivel in it. Yesh matirin zokt the shach. Mashma the Yesh Osrin. Right? Yesh Matirim, it's almost like, in Israel, sometimes you have a sign on that says, you could park on this street. But Mashma, you can't park on that street. No, you have to be a Lamdan to read a street sign. So you have to be a Lamdan, Zot the Shach. That Rabbi Yerucham says, Yesh Matirim, that implies Yesh Osrin, and Tov Lahachmir. That's what he writes. Tov Lahachmir. However, this is only if it goes into a mikveh chaser. But if it goes into a mikveh that has chaf alo sa'ah, it doesn't passel because it's rubo k'sherim, miyuto b'ham shach, it's going to be okay. Meaning to say, what the shach is arguing is, if I have, and this is basically called in halacha a bar zriya means that I have mayim, kasher mayim. I pour she'uvim into it. That she'uvim spills over and it goes into an empty bar. The shach quotes yesh osrim and tov lahachmir. We only know yesh mekilim. We only know that the Rabbi Yerucham says it's okay. But the shach writes midiyuk lishono, it sounds like yesh osrim and therefore tov lahachmir. Who are these Yesh Osrim? Nobody knows for sure who the Yesh Osrim are. In a footnote in the Sefer Chelkas Binyamin, he tells me that the Yesh Osrim is a Rabbeinu Matzliach that is found in the Tshuvas HaRosh, Klal Lamed Aleph, Ois Tes. Rabbeinu Matzliach talks about a Maisa that they poured Mayim She'uvin into a Ma'ayan, and that water goes into a mikveh shelo hayah klum, and this Rabbeinu Matzliach says it's usser. Rabbeinu Matzliach says it's going to be usser. He tines that when we say that the she'uvim could go in and it's kosher, that's only in that same area. But if it spills over, it doesn't work. And he tries to bring a raya from the Rambam to this effect. The Rosh there in Klal Lamed Aleph, ice tests again. The Rush quotes that whoever this Rabbeinu Matzliach is, it's against the Mishnah, because the Mishnah in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin that we learned, says that if you have a mayon with a little bit of water and you add she'uvim, it's kosher. It sounds like even the mayon kosher, who is going to be kosher? Not a problem. And this that you want to be medayik from a Rambam, so the Rush goes off to town. He says, dude, you can't be medayik from a Rambam when you don't know the Maramakum for the Rambam, when you don't know what the Rambam is really saying. The Rambam, the way the Rush writes is that the Rambam is medaber ki'ilu he's misnabe mipi ha'gavura. The Rambam doesn't give us sources. And you, my dear Rabbeinu Matzliach, you misunderstood the source in the Rambam. The Rambam is really quoting a Mishnah in Perek Aleph about Mega Boyim. It has no sheikhs to anything. So the Rush completely rejects this Rabbeinu Matzliach. But Rabbeinu Matzliach might be the shita of the Yesh Osrim, the phantom Yesh Osrim in the Shach. Now, this is what we call a Barzriya. Again, that means that I have Mayim Ksherim, I add She'uvim to the Mayim Ksherim, and it spills over into the bar that I'm going to be Toivel in. Basically, I am Machshir the Mayim She'uvim, right? We're assuming, let's say, that Mei Ha'ir is considered Mayim She'uvim. So if I have Arba'im Sa'ah, and I open the faucet, so that will then spill into the into the bar tevila, and then everything is going to be okay. That is the yesod of the that's the yesod of the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Shach points out that there is yesh oisrim. Most mefarshim understand that when the Shach over here quotes the Yesh Oisrim, he is also referencing a Yesod that he has later on in Se'if Nun Beis. Se'if Nun Beis talks about what we call a Bar Hashaka. Bar Hashaka means I have one bar of Mayim Ksherim. Adjacent to it, I have a bar that I'm going to fill up with Mei Ha'ir, with water that I assume to be Mayim Psulim. Zakt the Shach in Os Kuf Yud Beis, that even though the Mechaber over here says that if you open the Nekev, you need a Nekev of a Shvuferes Hanud, if you open that nekev even for one moment, the Mechaber in Sifnun Bey says, you open that nekev even for a moment, the water remains kosher. Zokt the Shach and Ois Kufyud Beis, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that's our same Jew, Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that Nistapku HaMeforeshim, if it remains behechshero or not, then before Shem have a suffix, if you just open the nekev one time, does it remain kosher? And it's quoted in the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe. That's what the Shach quotes. No one knows where the Darkei Moshe is. No one knows where the Darkei Moshe is. But Shach tells us, Nemon Aleinu Difrei HaShach. Shach tells me it's quoted in the Darkei Moshe. Rabbeinu Yeruchim is Mesupik, and he writes Tov LaHachmir LaChatchilo. The Achronim seem to say, and if you look in the Noida B'Yehuda, Mahadura Tinyona, Simin Kuf Mem Aleph, he says this explicitly, that the two Nekudos in the Shach are one and the same. How is it that I am machshir mayim she'uvim? Mayim she'uvim halohema puzzle. Right? The water a puzzle. How could I go about and be machshir the mayim she'uvim? So we have a gemara in Beitza on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis going over to Yud Ches Amid Aleph. And the Gemara in Psachim on Daf Lamed Daled, where the Gemara teaches me that there is something called Zriya. Just like if I have a tamei onion and I plant the tamei onion in the ground, that takes the tum'ah away from the onion. So also if I have tamei water and I plant that water into a mikveh, it removes the tum'ah from the water. That din of Zariah, l'cha'ayra, means that once you put it in the ground, it loses its tum'ah. Once the mayim she'uvim, which is the functional equivalent of mayim temeim, we're assuming, once you put that into other mayim, it's nizra, it is planted. And once it's planted, so it's gevaldik and it works. So hu hadin, the halacha would be true, that when I could plant something in two ways. I could plant something up to down, or I could plant something side by side. But the mayim is nizra. And once it's nizra for a moment, that is machshir, the mayim that previously were she'uvim. And therefore, everything is okay. That is the svara of the mekilim. The svara of the machmirim, both in the shach, se'if katin mem aleph, when the mayim ksherim is on top, I pour the she'uvim in and it spills over to the bottom. That's called zriya. Or when the mayim are side by side, the svara of the mekilim is it's a din of zriya. The svara of the machmirim is not, it's not a din of zriya. It's a din of chibur. The pshat is that mayim she'uvim can never be rectified. The only thing is that the mayim she'uvim, kol zman, they are attached to the mayim ksherim. So I am being toivel. There are different ways of saying it. You could either say it's one mikveh, and therefore I am tovel in the mayim Kesherim, because it's one mikvah, it's one big area. Alternatively, you could say that out the chibur, the mayim she'uvim become batal to the other water, to the mayim kesherim. But if the din is out chibur, so then both in the case of the shach mem aleph, where it spills over, and in the case of the shach kuf yud beis, where it's one next to the other, the shach says you have to have that hashoka plug pulled out because you need a real chibur. And the lumdis in both cases is that you need chibur. It looks like Jake Stern has a hand up. Jake, how are you, sir?
Shalom aleichem, Rebbe. Wouldn't this idea that mayim she'uvim is only mitar because of the other water and it's never fixed, isn't this beferish against the Mishnah in Vav Gimel?
Beferish against the Mishnah in Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel. So the Neida Behuda agrees with you on that, Shuvah. Although what I hope to do tomorrow is to kind of do Mishnah work on this sugya. We're going to first go through Achronim work and then we'll go backwards and do Mishnah work. So yeah, there's Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel, there's Perek Vav Mishnah Zayim, Perek Vav Mishnah Ches, Perek Gimel, there's a little bit of Mishnayis. There's a lot to talk about, but I want to first do Mishnah work. I want to do Poskim work, if that's okay. And once we do the Poskim work, then we could bring it back to Mishnayis and to original sources. I know this is called working backwards. I think it's a little bit easier for this particular sugya. This, but again, is mamish practical miklavis. This is it. So most achrenim assume that the chakira is whether it's based on zriya or it's based on chibur. The zecher Yitzchak, Reb Itzel Aponovicher writes in his tshuvas that he thinks it's not exactly based on the chakira of how hashaka works, and whether Hashoka is the same for Temeyim, from Mayim Temeyim and from Mayim She'uvim. But he says that the Shaila is a din in She'uvim itself. Do I view She'uvim just like it's Pasol Mayim? Or do I say that the lumdus of She'uvim is more expansive, in that the lumdus of She'uvim is that ki'ilu is havaya ayyadei adam also. Mikveh mayim, we equate ach mayim uvar mikveh mayim, just like a mayon has to be nasa me'atzmai, a mikveh has to be nasa me'atzmai, shelo ayyadei She'uvim. So therefore, it could be that She'uvim is ki'ilu, the word is nasa ayyadei adam. And because it's nasa ayyadei adam, therefore I can't fix that just by putting it in other water. It's not exactly the same chakira as chibor versus zariah. The chakira is what exactly is the psul of she'uvim. If the psul of she'uvim is a psul that's nasa ayyadei adam, so such a psul cannot be rectified. But both of these approaches are assuming that the issue in the Shach in Se'if Katan Kuf Yud Beis, where the Shach says there are two opinions, Rabbi Yerucham, whether you need Nekev Hashaka that's open the whole time, Hashaka Tmidis, that's in Kuf Yud Beis, and in Mem Aleph, where the Shach speaks about the water that pours over. Both chakiras are exactly the same. Now, bein divrei haposkim, haboim achrei hashach, the pischei tshuva in our se'if, in sif tesvav, pischei tshuva ois tesvav, easy to remember, the pischei tshuva quotes the shach, and it quotes the Naidib Yehuda, who has a tmiya on the Shach, based on the Mishnah that Jake just mentioned a bit late, that Jake just mentioned. And the Noyid of Yehuda has a taina on the Shach. His taina on the Shach is, Shach, how come you are assuming that it's mashma de yesh oisrim, L'chora, the Yesh Osrim are beferish. Because the Yesh Osrim in Se'if Katan Kuf Yud Beis, the two opinions there in the Shach, are exactly the same as in Se'if Katan Mem Aleph. So if in Kuf Yud Beis he quotes Machmirim, so those Machmirim should also be Machmir in Se'if Katan Mem Aleph. So you don't have to say, oh, Mistama Yesh Oisrim. No, I have Beferish Yesh Oisrim. But even so, Zakinayd Yehuda, it's wrong because it's against the Mishnah. And the Chsam Sofer in Tshuva Resh Yud Beis, the Chsam Sofer writes that the mikvah in our town, in Freshburg, which was made Ayyadei Chachmei Hadoros, was made that there is a shvoferes hanud be'oyono. You have two mikvahs, an upper mikvah and a lower mikvah. The upper mikvah is kosher. You pour the shuvim into the upper mikvah. It spills through the neck of shvoferes hanud into the lower mikvah, and that's okay. That's called zriya, and that's all that they did. And it's not a problem. V'les man dechosh l'masha kosev hashach se'if katin mem aleph and kuf yud beis. Both the Naidib Yehuda and the Chsam Sofer say that there is no reason to be choshesh for either of these shachs. The Naidib Yehuda is beferish equating the two shachs. The Chsam Sofer, I read it like he is beferish equating the two shachs. However, in a tshuva in Igros Moshe, in Chelek Beis, Simen Sadi Dalet, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that in his opinion, the two issues are not the same. You see, in Se'if Katan Mem Aleph, the Shach is mashma from the Shulchan Aruch, from the Rabbeinu Yerucham, that there's Yesh Oisrim. And we try to show who's the Mashma Rebbe. It's Rabbeinu Matzliach in the Tshuvas Harosh. But in Kuf Yud Beis, he quotes Beferish that there are Oisrim. And the Cheshbon says Rav Moshe is, then in Sifkotin Mem Aleph, I have all the water going into the Mayim Sherim. So what I'm doing is I have all the she'uvim that's being poured in that upper mikvah of k'sherim, and then it's going to spill over into the lower one. So all that water comes okay. I'm machshir all the water. So there's a sevara that that should for sure be okay. However, if I have a nekev between the first one and the second one, mehechitesi, that nekev is sufficient to be machshir all the water. I could say that machshir all the water when all the water goes in and all the water comes down. I could say I'm machshir all the water in that case. But to say that I'm machshir all the water, to say that I'm machshir all the water just because they touch, that's already more difficult. That's a harder way of saying it's going to be okay. So Rav Moshe Feinstein is saying is that Sifkatin Mem Aleph, the Shach writes, there's a diuk of Yesh Osrim. In Kuf Yud Beis, he quotes the Yesh Osrim Beferish. That's because Kuf Yud Beis is more Pashat Le'esar, Zakt Rav Moshe. And based on this, Rav Moshe writes, we'll talk about the next Nakud in Rav Moshe a little bit later. So one svara is that a bar zriya, what we call it, is more pashut lahatir because all the water goes in. The Chsam Sofer, in a different tshuva, in Sif Simin Resh Yud Zayin, writes that bar hashaka definitely works. The minig in Preshberg, like it says in Resh Yud Beis, was to do a mikvah de bar Zeria. My understanding, by the way, is that when Maran HaRav Kook went with Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld to all of the yishuvim to build mikvahs everywhere, they only used a bar Zeria. And they're not chayshish for the shach and the malach. They only used a bar Zeria. Today we build mikvahs that use both a bar Zeria and a bar Hashaka. And we'll discuss why that is in a few minutes, or right now. The Chazon Ish writes that there's a real problem with a bor zriya. The problem is called natal se'ah v'nosan se'ah. Think about it. I have mayim k'sherim. I have 40 sav kasher mayim. I pour my mayim she'uvim into that kasher mayim. There's going to be spillover into the lower mikvah. But what's going to happen? Al yedei the spillover. The spillover is going to make it that much of the mayim that was originally mayim kesherim went down into the lower mikvah. That means that the mikvah that remains on top, perhaps as majority, over time it's going to be majority of mayim she'uvim. And therefore, it might not help. That's the din of nasan se'ah, v'natal se'ah, which is found in Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Chaf Gimel and elsewhere. And it could be, based on this, that a mikvah ayadei abar zeriya is worse than the mikvah ayadei abar hashaka. Because a mikvah ayudei abar zeriya, there's a greater concern of nosan savanato sa'a. A mikvah ayudei abar hashaka, if I open up the bar hashaka, I open up the nekev between the two bairis when I'm being tovel, for those 3 minutes that I'm being tovel, how much water will exchange between the bairis? Not all that much. So therefore, there's less of a concern of nasan sa'a v'natal sa'a by abar hashaka than there is by a Borzerio. So let's just take inventory. Borzerio, hi Tovia, how are you?
I was going to say, isn't the son of Bor HaShaka also have a problem of Nasan Sa, Neta Sa, because you're still touching them. It may take much longer, but Lahara, over a course of a couple of years, for sure, you would have an issue.
I agree. It will take much longer, but there's a greater concern of Nasan Sa, Neta Sa by Bor Zriya, and that makes Bor Zriya a preferred method, says the Chazanish. Over Bor HaShaka. You're right. There could be a concern by Bor HaShaka. But if I...
Like, you have to address that in some way? Is there a way that...
I mean, so the way to address it is that you keep the opening to the roof open so that more kosher water keeps on coming into the Bor HaShaka. And then over time, you're not worried about it. Right? That's basically the issue. Mr. Chernigov raised a virtual hand.
Yeah, don't we paskin that Nasan Sa V'Natal Sa Kulo is okay by Maim Shuvim?
So do I pass Nasan Sa V'Natal Sa Kulo is okay by Maim Shuvim? So if you look in the tour, in the Beis Yosef, in my edition, it's on page 252. Page 252, the Beis Yosef quotes that the Ra'ivid, B'Shem HaRa'ivid Matzasi, Shemikvah Shalim Nifsa B'Sheuvim. It's like against Judaism, no? Osif Tezvav is based on the Mikvah Shalim does not become Nifsa B'Sheuvim. The Ra'ivid says it is Nifsa B'Sheuvim. V'nir Ezok, the Beis Yosef, the B'Nasan Sa V'Natal Sa'aka Amar. Right, so the Beis Yosef says, oh, the Pshat in the Ra'ivid probably is Nasan Sa V'Natal Sa'a. Right, so again, we are grasping at straws over here. But like we said from the Tashbates in Chelek Gimel Simin Lamed Gimel, I want to be machmir for everything possible, mikvais. But we are grasping for straws. So one mahalach to kind of neutralize this din, or is to, either we could say like the Night of Yehuda, perhaps the Chsam Sefer, that the Sifkat and Memaf equals Sifkat and Kufyud Beis. We could say like Rev Moshe that Sifkat and Mem Aleph is better than Sifkat and Kufyud Beis, just from the diuk of the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. We could say from the Chazanish, I should say, that Sifkat and Mem Aleph is worse than Sifkat and Mem Beis, because there is a greater concern of Nasan Sa'a V'Natal Sa'a in Mem Aleph. Now, if Reb Binyamin Cohen is correct that the phantom Yesh Machmirim that the Shach references in Se'if Katin Mem Aleph, the phantom Yesh Machmirim is this Rabbeinu Matzliach in the Tshuva of the Rosh, Klal Lamed Aleph, Ostes. You have to look at that Rabbeinu Matzliach. Rabbeinu Matzliach is not talking about when I have a mikvah arba'im sa'ah and I add she'uvim to that. He's talking about the other case that appears in Shulchan Aruch, that if I have a mayan kol shehu and I add she'uvim into it, then it's kosher. However, Rabbeinu Matzliach says if it pours over into something else, it's going to be a problem. What's the pshat in that? So the pshat in that might be what the Ramah says lahalon in Se'if Mem. There's a Ramah that, if I remember correctly, Jake Stern told me, like we spoke about in this basement a couple of weeks ago. He's like, isn't this like the most shvera chumra ever in Judaism? I think that was your nosach, right, Jake? Something like that. But there is a Ramah who says that she'uvim passels a mayon. But it could be that when I say she'uvim passels a mayon, that means she'uvim passels a mayon kolshehu. You have to remember, according to the accepted psak in Shulchan Aruch, Nitvi, the Rambam, and the Ravid, mayon la'odom requires arba'im sa'ah. Kolshehu don't work for mayon la'odom. So if I have a mayon kol shehu, that is posel la'adam. If that mayon is posel la'adam, so if I add mayim she'uvim, it can't be machsher the she'uvim. Right? Because I can only take something that's kosher to be machsher something else. But something that's treif can't be machsher something else. So memela, a mayon kolashu, cannot be machshir the mayim. A mayon kolashu cannot be machshir the mayim she'uvim. So it could be that the Rabbeinu Matzliach, if that's the source of the din, it's unrelated to our scenario of a bar zeria. Because our bar zeria is mayim ksherim. Mayim ksherim in the sense of mei geshamim. It's not a mayim. Even if you're pouring the mei she'uvim into a mayim, or you're pouring it into a mayim that is a mayim that has arba'im sa'a. So, Baal Din, because of this, it's not going to be possible. If you look in the Chokas Binyamin in Se'if Katin Reish Lamed Vav, he quotes this whole Shtikol Torah. Now, he just quotes like all the Shitas. Yesh Harbe Achronim will say that even the Osirim is only in the Mayon Koshehu, etc., etc. Ladina, many achrayim are machmir both for the shach in mem aleph and for the shach in kuf yud beis. And we try, therefore, to avoid both issues. And we do that in various complicated ways. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in that tshuva in Ois, in Chelek Beis Simen Sadi Dalet, that the concern of a bar zeria is a concern of nasan sa'a v'natal sa'a. We should note that even though the chsam sefer is mekel against the shach, the end of that tshuva in the chsam sefer, he says that if you have mayim merudadim, if you have a mikvah with a very low water level, so that mikvah is possible for tevilas noshim, because you can't get in it. Even though you have arba'im sub, the arba'im sub is spread out over a very long area, so you can't use that for mayim shuvim. So such a situation of the chsam sefer, you can't be mekel on adding the shuvim. However, Zakhtar Maisha, the concern by a bar zeria is one of nasan sa'a v'natal sa'a, that ravid concern. He says the same as the Chazon Ish. But you could fix that if you have a bar hashaka also. And in that case, hashakas rega will help. Because he tells even according to the ravid, who's choshesh for nasan sa'a v'natal sa'a, the ravid is not going to require hashaka tmidis. It's only an opinion of Rabbi Yeruchim that requires Hashaka Tmidas. Based on this, Moshe Feinstein writes, have two Boris, one a Bar Zeria, one a Bar Hashaka. Bar Zeria solves a problem in the sense of all the Mayim goes in and it becomes Kasher Mayim. Bar Hashaka solves the problem in that even if you're worried about Nosan Sava, Natal Sa'a, it's going to be okay. Right, so effectively what we do is like this. You have a bar, a tevila basin. I fill that tevila basin with mei ha'ir, but the mei ha'ir runs through a bar zeria and it ends up in the basin. Then I have my nekev hashaka to the mikvah hashaka. I open it up for a minute and it's all going to be good. That's what Rav Moshe writes is the way to build a mikvah. Today we're going to talk, or tomorrow we're going to talk about how we build mikvahs even in a more complicated ofen. But the Rav Moshe ofen, I think, is fairly reasonable. Now, the main chakira about whether I could be machshir she'uvim al yedei zeriyo and al yedei hashaka, or do I need hashaka to meet this? The main way of saying the chakira is whether it's a din zeriyo or is it a din chibor. It's worth noting the Taz and Se'if Katin Gimel uses both lashonis, zeriyo and chibor. It's worth noting that Rashi in Beitza, Yudzayin Amid Beis, uses both lashonos, bar zeriyo and zeriyo and chibor. Both Rashi and the Taz use both lashonos, which seems to indicate, by the way, that this chakira is not such a absolute chakira. Once every shonim and poskim who are using both lashonos, that seems to indicate that they're not exactly the same, or they're not exactly, I should say, different. In the Chalkas Ben Yamin, Be'urim on page 96, the Chalkas Ben Yamin writes, he has a kasha. Shouldn't there be a din of Ein Mevatzel and Isser L'chatchila? If I take my Mayim She'uvim, which is Osir, and I pour my Mayim She'uvim into Mayim K'sherim, in any way I pour them in, L'cha'ayra, I am being Mevatel, the Isser. And it's implied in the Shulchan Aruch that this is Mutar L'chatchila, that L'chatchila I'm allowed to pour my She'uvim into the mikvah. How can I do that L'chatchila? Shouldn't there be a din of Ein Mevatlin Iser L'chatchila? That's the kasha that that Rabbi Yamin Cohen asks. Zokt Er, that if the din is based on Zeriya, so I understand why there's no Mevatlin Iser L'chatchila. If I take a tummy onion and I plant it in the ground and it becomes a Tahar onion, that's not Bitul HaIser. That's Hipuch. It changes it in Gansen. However, if the din is out, Chibor, and Chibor becomes some sort of Bitul Beroiv, then they have to question that maybe it's a din of, or maybe there's an Iser to do this, at least L'chatchila, based on Ein Mevatlin Iser L'chatchila.
Rebbe? For shorts?
Yes.
Isn't the pashas that Shuvim is just a psul in the mikvah? Like, there's no Iser to go in a mikvah, which is possul. It's just that if you did it, it wasn't good tefillah. So
one could kind of scrape away the onion that way. You're saying that Shuvim isn't possible. It's just that it's a lack of good tefillah. On the other hand, I mean, I think you could also easily hear the other direction, why it should be a problem. Oh, my cousin, by the way, told me, I have a cousin, Nachum Dov Katz. He's a nice Talmud Chacham. He learned in Bifavel Cohen's Kolel in Far Rockaway for a while. So he told me that he heard from one of the old men in Far Rockaway that the first mikvah ever that was built with this double bar approach was the mikvah in Far Rockaway. Because remember, the mikvahs used to be built just ayidei zeriya or just ayidei hashaka. There is a problem with building a mikvah ayidei zeriya called nasan savinat osah. That problem could theoretically exist ayidei a mikvah of hashaka also, but if you close the thing after every tevila and more water comes in periodically, there's less a concern of nasan savinat osah. But there is a greater concern called human error, which the Chassam Sefer in Siman Resh Yud Zayin addresses. Human error could come in two ways. One way of human error is the less severe way, which is you fail to pull the plug. Right? Usually we talk about pulling the plug as being a serious aveira. In this case, pulling the plug might be a necessary mitzvah. So one approach would be that I might not pull the plug. If I don't pull the plug, so then I'm not yotzei that other opinion, the Rabbi Yerucham in the Shach and Kuf Yud Beis. But a bigger problem would be azoy. Let's say my bar tevila, the place where I'm immersing myself, does not have arba'im sa'ah. Let's say I have 30 sa'ah there. And I want to be machshir, my 30 sa'ah, al yaday pulling my plug. The Mishnayis Perek Vav speak about Iruv Mikva'is Kishvu Feres Hanud. So if I have a mikveh that's chaser, and I pull the plug, Shvu Feres Hanud, it works. But if I forget to pull that plug, and my mikveh is taka chaser, my bar tevila doesn't have mem sa'ah, so then this woman is not also mitum asa. And that's really, really bad. So therefore, the concern of a bar hashoka is a concern of human error. Right? So both the bar hashoka and the bar zeria have their own issues. And we will b'li neder talk about these sugyas more. If you're interested in just further reading, again, go through the Chalkas Binyamin and some of his discussions over here. The Sefer Mikveh Mayim, the entire Hakdama, I'll try to bring into the Beis Medrash tomorrow, Mi'at Hashem. The entire Hakdama goes through these sugyas. Rabbi Simon wrote a beautiful Maimar in the Kol Tzvi about the advantages of Bar Hashaka over Bar Zeria. I remember when Rabbi Simon gave that Chabura, he said, Azoy, Rav Shachter told him that the way you give a Chabura is you always say a Taisus Red. You always say a Taisus Red, because the Taisus Red is the most Geshmak Arishan. He's always going to have ideas that no one else had beforehand. This is like the way Rav Shachter thinks about stuff. Always say a Taisus Red. Okay. Grand and great and glorious. The Taisus Rid has a yesod that he doesn't like it, but he quotes a phantom Rishon who says it. The Mishnah tells me, Iruv mikva'ayis kishvu feres hanud. If I have two mikva'ayis and they are chaser in a shir, and I pull a plug between the two mikva'os, that's called hashaka, kishvu feres hanud. Zetmin, that shvoferes hanud helps for mikvah chaser, for iruv mikvahos. Aval en shum mikor b'mishnayot she yicholim lasot hashaka l'mayim shuvim. Katuv b'mishnah rak she l'mayim l'mikvah chaser yicholim lasot is hashokim. Aval lo katuv she yicholim lasot hashaka l'mayim shuvim. Nosaf al kach, b'Rambam, b'af makom lo matzanu, shemoridim psul mayim she'uvim al yedei hashaka. Af pam lo matzanu davar zeh b'Rambam. Nosaf al kach, ha'raivid, b'sifroi ha'choshuv, b'alei ha'nefesh, af pam lo katav. Kein mo nish todeg reshribin, az meken mitare mayim she'uvim, Mithashoke. What about the Mishnah 6.3? The Mishnah 6.3 is not speaking about Hashoke. Mishnah 6.3 is speaking about an oifen of Zeria. Mishnah 6.3 is speaking about the water goes, pours over the top. Nidaber azem machar bezrat shmo yitbarach v'yitale. This is already Gishmak. This Taisus Rid opens up the sugya in an unbelievable way. Right? I understand now when Maran HaRav Kook went with Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld, the Shnei Kleihanim Gedoilim, they went to build mikvahs. They only did Zriya. The Chazanish had geschrieben zu uns, Azmir, you build a mikveh nar mit Zriya, nit me hashuke, farvos. Right? What's the real problem with Hashoka? Right, the problem is human error. Now you could solve a human error problem. You have a mikveh lady, a balanit. She'll remind you. Ah, the Tosfos writ. That's a fundamental problem. Das ist ein Problem in der halachische Eifen. That's already more serious. Ladies and gentlemen, you should have a wonderful, marvelous, and glorious day. Sei gewünscht.